You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Green Nerds Radio.
We're broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at UBC.
I'm your host, Emmy Stevens, and I'm here with my co-host, Shanshan Welch. For the next 30 minutes, we hope you enjoy music, joke horse tips, an exclusive interview with the Word Wrestler campers, and more.
But first, let's hear Ashley Shadows, Tonight.
Can't settle down into this feeling. Afraid I might stop breathing. I don't feel it cause I want to. I don't feel it cause I want to. Still hear your judgments, they don't go away. I've said some lies, it's more than you can say. I do what I do cause I want to. What I do, cause I want to. She is getting by better than you and I. She didn't choose it cause she wants to. don't do it cause you want to. Take away from your family, a different take on society. You didn't see this cause you wanted to. You didn't see this cause you wanted to. Never felt safe in your home. Never wanted to be left alone. You didn't stay there cause you wanted to.
That was Ashley Shadows Tonight. Now for some joke horse tips. Listening to CITR, and today we're going to talk about horse safety. The first tip is you must always make sure your horse is wearing contacts. It's very, very important, because or else it might crash into something. So our next tip is you must always feed your horse lots and lots of paper, because paper is very healthy for the horse and it will make it have a strong digestive system.
Our next tip is you always need to groom your horse with
orange juice.
Yes, orange juice is very, very healthy for its fur. It makes it nice and soft. Our next tip is always feed your horse coils, because metal coils will strengthen its throat and its teeth. Also, you should always give your horse a dog bone, because that'll strengthen its teeth too. Next, we're going to talk about more stuff to give your horse to eat.
Yep, you should also give your horse lots and lots of rotten grapefruits, and it will also strengthen their bones.
You should also give your horse lots of watermelon peels, because watermelon peels will make their skin silky and soft. This is Horse Tips with Chan Chan
and Emmy.
Warning, do not actually try these at home. Now we're going to be listening to I Just Came to Say Hello by Martin Solveig and Dragonette.
Thank you.
Was I just came to say hello. It's raining.
No, don't be silly. It's not raining.
But it is, in a shower in Japan.
That's really weird, but if you say so, I guess we better set fire to the rain with this next song, Set Fire to the Rain by Adele.
But there's a side to you that I never knew, never knew all the things you said. crawling in my memory fade.
It fit firmly over your roommate's mouth, making them stop sing instantly. To purchase your own luck tape, call 604-999-LUCK.
Attention, this was a fake ad. Products are not sold in stores.
Come to the 10th annual barn raising. You won't want to miss free barbecue with free food,
a pie eating contest,
raffle for Whitecaps tickets, yoga passes, and tons of fun prizes. There will also be live music, face painting.
I say when?
Saturday, August 20th.
I say when?
1 to 4 p.m.
I say where?
At the Old Bard Community Center. Don't miss it.
Do you have split ends? Do you want even, endlessly soft, luscious hair?
Buy Perfect Shampoo for only $9.99 today. Perfect hair with Perfect Shampoo.
Warning, this is a fake ad. Products are not really sold in stores.
And now, an interview with the Word Wrestlers Campers.
A summer camp for kids who love to write.
Dun, 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 dun.
So, what's your names, guys?
My name is Francis.
My name is Clara.
All right, how old are you?
I'm 8.
I'm 9.
So, where do you go to school?
Maple Grove.
Charles Dickens.
Did you have a favorite day this summer, and what was it?
Nope, not really.
I like the Bring Your Treasures Day.
Can you tell us about that?
It's when we brought something special to us and someone else had to write about them.
Awesome. So what did you guys bring?
I brought a soapstone carving. I named it Artsy.
I brought this golden dragon.
How did you come to the Word Wrestlers Creative Writing Camp?
I love writing, so my mom asked me if I wanted to do it, and at first I didn't really want to do a full day because I sometimes get a little tired, but she asked me because it's writing and I love writing, so I said, okay, it's writing.
I recently did something called NaNoWriMo, so then my mom asked, well, why don't you do another writing camp since you won't get to do writing until you go back to school with, like, other people? And so I said yes.
So do you guys have a favorite story?
Nope. I read so much. No.
Favorite book?
I like Dragon Rider by Cornelia Funke.
So do you guys have a favorite author?
J.K. Rowling.
Cornelia Funke.
And what's your favorite movie?
Big Hero 6.
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Do you guys have a role model at all?
Famous authors in general.
Like, it can be anything, gymnasts,
Emily Carr.
Why do you like writing?
Because it's somewhere to bring your ideas and give them to the world, and also it's another way to become famous.
So why do you like writing?
Because I like to tell people a lot that I absolutely love dragons.
Did you write a story?
I haven't really decided on one, but I might read you Alien Week 4, which is kind of a sneak peek, but I was writing that for Maple Grove, my class, and, well, it's about aliens coming in their spaceships and attacking, and we kind of use funny ways to send them back to their planets.
My story is a murder mystery where two dragonflies get murdered and then a detective owl has to solve the mystery.
Why did you write your story about this?
Because after I wrote Alien Week 1, everyone liked it and wanted Alien Week 2 and Alien Week 3 and Alien Week 4, so I wrote them.
I found a dead dragonfly. This was on a field trip yesterday. We found a dead dragonfly, and then we saw an owl in a tree, and it just sprang to my mind.
Where did your idea for your stories come from?
I'm not sure.
It came from the world. Yeah, I don't really know.
So, can you do a reading for us?
Okay. Alien Week 4, Humans versus Zombies. It's based on Plants versus Zombies. Conehead Zombies on Monday. It was a perfectly normal Monday recess when the Plutos fell off the roof. Why are you falling off the roof, we asked. Because the Conehead Zombies are going to attack. We aren't playing Plants vs. Zombies, but the zombies are. Fine, we said. That is when the pea shooter seeds arrived. We began planting the pea shooters. When the conehead zombies arrived, music started playing and the battle began. We acted as human lawnmowers that never ran out. The conehead zombies were all dead, so their spaceships flew away without them. P.S. Was it really a perfectly normal Monday? P.P.S. There were a few who flew away with their spaceships. P.P.P.S. I haven't made one yet. But it usually has a P.P.S.
All right, that was wonderful.
P.P.S.
So you can go now?
Okay. My story is called... I haven't really decided a name, but...
That's fine.
They're looking at us like they're planning an attack. They're all different heights, masked bandits. One took out a knife, and then my mind went dark. Was I dead? Let's make it official. I, Zesby the Dragonfly, is now dead. Boom, it was a stormy night. I, Detective Holly Hoot, was listening to the radio when breaking news came on. Breaking news! Two dragonflies named Zesby and Resni has been murdered and their wings were taken. Better go to the crime scene, I muttered. Someone needs to find those wings, said the radio. So I put on my coat and I got my magnifying glass. When I arrived, my sidekick was there. Her name is Goldie, and she was the only dragon that wasn't gold. She was silver.
Wow, that was wonderful. You guys are really good. I don't think I was that good when I was your age.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
All right, that was two students from the Word Wrestlers Camp, and yeah.
Money Spending Obsessions, a podcast by Emmy and Chan Chan. Samantha and Emily are two college students. They are in their messy dorm room. Samantha is on the computer and Emily is on her bed surfing the web.
Guess what?
What?
I just finished our budgeting.
Great. How much spending money do we have each?
Let's take a look. $10 each.
What? Why do we have so little?
We spent most of it at Lululemon yesterday.
Oh. Why don't we go shopping right now?
Totally!
Now the girls are at the mall, walking around a store.
So what should we buy?
I don't know, but ooh, look at this purse!
Oh my gosh, but not right now. I just found these jeans that are like totes. Adorbs.
Samantha walks over to cash register and hands man a $50 bill.
Well, there goes our money for heating. Oh well, adorb jeans are better than heating anyway.
Now, since we don't have heating, we should buy these adorable winter coats to keep us warm.
Oh my gosh, you're so smart, Emily. We should just use our grocery money. We'll be fine.
1 year later.
I really don't like being homeless.
It's so sad. I mean, at least we have these adorable jeans and coats.
Yeah, they're better than house.
Thanks for listening to Green Nerds Radio.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Do you have any idea what you're listening to? London Philharmonic. It's Venus.
Uh-huh.
Venus.
Why not? We bounce the signals off the moon's surface. There's no reason that Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear the other thing?
What other thing?
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
Hi. Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.